Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. Oh boy, this is my mantra. I told my wife when I die, put this on my headstone. This is what I want. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That's all I want to say right there. That's all I want to say. Fight the good fight of faith and finish the course that Christ has given you. Now that was just my introduction. I know my son waving at me. I got to go just a little farther here. all right, real quick here. Let's look at verse 2 here. It says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I want you to know this, that as a soldier, I like that classification. A soldier suffers great extremes of heat, extremes of cold. You know, they're sick, but yet they still got to go on because they're fighting for their very life. Folks, we're not talking about this physical battle where people fight with guns, but you are fighting for men's souls. I don't know about you, but when someone drops off in an eternity and goes to hell and burn forever, that's important. There is nothing greater than that, because we see that God sent His Son to deliver us from that. So we know that is very important. But as a soldier, you must endure hardness. Paul was telling Timothy that you got to endure these things as a good soldier, not as a wimpy soldier. When you come against opposition, you're ready to run and cry and stick your head in the ground. You must face these things head on when it comes up. But remember, you're not going to do it in your own strength. You're going to do it in the strength of Christ. And I'm telling you, on my job, man, I'm telling you, some of the stuff that we're facing there and what they're pushing down our throats for diversity, all these things are so wrong. Even America today. Amen. We can see it's gone south, folks. If you just think about Sodom and Gomorrah, one of the more decay of a society we see is homosexuality. And America is pushing it. The businesses are pushing it. Folks, we're going down. But not to be surprised, it told us that this was going to happen. Jesus told us that these things were going to happen, so we're not surprised. But what we're going to do is endure hardness as a good soldier. That's what we're going to do. Number 4 here, verse 4 says this. It says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Well, I want you to understand what warreth means. If you are entangled with this world's system, if you are entangled with the affairs of this life, you are not fighting the good fight of faith. Because it says, no man that warreth is not going to be inbound in that junk. So if you're not warring for Jesus Christ, it's probably sure that you are entangled with the affairs of this life. Are you in the fight for Jesus Christ? What are you doing in your personal ministry? Not coming to one way, but what are you doing at home or at work for Christ? What is your personal ministry? Have you saw someone that don't know God's word and went after them? If not, you are entangled with the affairs of this life. Now, what are the affairs of this life? You know, 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 lists them out very well. It says, the lust of the flesh. Are you doing all these things to fulfill the flesh and the lust? Or is there fornication going on? Adultery? Think about it. The lust of the flesh. We don't care what God says. You're watching a TV show, you know the people not married are in the bed. That's terrible. Turn it off. Don't promote that junk. Because until you stand for Christ, you'll fall for anything. And then it talks about the lust of the eyes. In other words, you see it, you want it. You're coveting things. Satan gets you that way. And then the next thing is the pride of life, the biggest one. It's there, I want it, I'll take it. This is what got David in trouble. You know, David was the king.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.